Messed up, huh? None of that. So we are fast moving into an area that people like because our stories are usually entertaining, informative, and important. This is Beyond Good Day. We have stories from our hosts, co-hosts. Roberta Fasanelli's got a story. Richie's got a story. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us with some food talk, including his recipe of the week. And there's also, I was looking at a number of things that are sweet. I'm talking about sweet foods and not the kind of sweet. I've gotten into this, I don't know whether it's just the last year or so. I've always loved chocolate, and I've always eaten too much chocolate.
Yeah, but it's good. Yeah, as long as you have it.
Well, I've gotten now into buying the expensive chocolate. You go sometimes the checkout counter,
dark
course,
chocolate.
They put it right there. Well, it's the dark chocolate, or the stuff that has the fruity fillings in it that you get from like Ghirardelli. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then there are other kinds as well that are yummy. I had something the other day that had some sort of a meringue orange thing in the middle of it.
You get the trail mix things like at Whole Foods or something like that with the dark chocolates in it. That's good for you.
Yeah.
And it gives you enough of what you need.
Of course it's good for you, Richie.
Of course.
That's the number one thing.
Keep telling yourself
that,
right?
Keep telling yourself is that chocolate is good for you. Yes. So here we have a problem with a resolve. You know how I love when we talk about problems, we've got to find a way
resolve.
To fix it. Fix the problem. And there are many people, Roberta knows these guys from New Jersey. Who are those? Roberta knows these guys.
Vinny and Guido.
Pause. This group, including this fellow from New Jersey, trying to bring back the American pastime of pinball. How many people have played pinball?
I own a pinball machine still.
Do you? I have one.
We had bought one. My dad bought one. Oh,
years ago.
Used
to play with them all the time when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I still have it.
Anyway, these fellows who are trying to save pinball have bet a lot of money on a bunch of 3D aliens. These new machines not doing as well. They haven't for a while. Since the late 1990s, I think, last time they really did well. There's a company called the Williams Company, controls 80% of the worldwide market of pinballs.
They are big
pinballs.
The
ones that you see at the game, where do they have these in the mall sometimes?
In the arcades. We were just down in Disney, and the hotel we stayed at had an arcade in it, and they had one pinball machine.
Mm-hmm. So they have an arcade centaur, the head of a video game on the body of a pinball machine, in which holographic Martians maraud among the mechanical, the humans. Pinball 2000, interesting technological marvel, but it nearly killed pinball. In October of 99, not after the Williams Company, not long after they came out with Pinball 2000 in a promotional video featuring clips of a moon landing and Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, the company shut its pinball division down. As the documentary Tilt points out, the battle to save pinball explains Revenge from Mars, which was the initial Pinball 2000 title, so well, but a Star Wars Episode 1 themed follow-up didn't get much traction because a lot of people just didn't like Jar Jar Binks in that movie.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks,
yeah. Rather than prop up the pinball operation, Williams closed it. Instead, they started focusing on slot machines. And so bottom line is that they've now decided they're going to go back into the pinball market, the pinball machine.
It's tough to compete with the video games. I mean, you got a Nintendo at home doing these lifelike games.
Yeah, pinball it's just isn't with it any longer.
But, pinball, it takes a little sleight of hand in mind that you don't get with the video games. But I was going to bring up the slot machines. I was just in Vegas last week for the Computer Electronics Show.
Right.
So Jennifer and I went to down to the slot machines, place.
Right.
I haven't been to Vegas in 10 years, so I haven't seen a slot machine in 10 years.
There's nothing. Yeah.
Man, have they changed.
Oh, sure.
She had to explain to me some of them because some of them are two screens. So most of them do not have the actual rotating wheels anymore. Now it's just a video of a rotating wheel.
It's all video stuff. Oh,
it's all video stuff. Some of them still have the rotating wheels, but not many of them. So then on the ones with the video screens, there are also like TVs above them showing all these kind of like, for example, one of them is fish themed. And if you hit the right order of things on the virtual spinning wheels, all of a sudden the TVs up top take over, and you get another game to play on the TVs up top to see if you can multiply the amount of money that you've just won.
Yeah.
And it is so, it's cool, but you have to sit there and stare at it for a minute to try and figure out what's going on. It's very, very intricate.
Yeah, well, you kind of get lost in it, and then you think at the end, how come I spent my time doing that?
They took all my money.
Took your money. That's why they want you to stand there and look at it. Like
even the 1 cent machines where you're betting a penny at a time, $10, $20, gone. I lasted longer on the roulette wheel than I did on the slot machines.
Our video of the day of value here, if you like dogs and you like socks, you will like this because we found a dog who likes socks.
Or if you have a dog that always eats your socks, this one's for you.
This is a silly video at the Video of the Day box at DougStefan.com. Silly video from metal band Psycho Stick. It's about their dog that loves socks. Actually, there's some audio with that, Richie. We ought to... I don't know that... the problem with some of these things with the video audio...
It doesn't translate.
Well, you can't tell unless you're looking at it.
Right.
And also because it sounds often like it's in a cellar or somebody's garage or something when you hear that. But it is, it's very cute and very cool. If you like, and the pet things, I have it all over my website because I love them, love these stories, and hope that you do as well. Speaking of stories, this is not a story. This is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth from the folks who are responsible for helping you lose 30 pounds. If you are a dieter, exerciser, cool. This is a way to help yourself, to ensure, to give yourself the extra added oomph to lose that 30 pounds that you want to lose in the next 12 weeks. Axia 30. Antioxidant weight loss formula contains all kinds of things that are very helpful to your health and well-being, not to mention the fact that it will, when taken according to the directions, get you to lose that 30 pounds. Science behind this, clinical studies behind this, anti-aging benefits, all behind Axia 30, and that's why it's become so popular, because it works so well. People that have been on this for 3 months say, I lost 94 pounds. One guy did. I mean, that's a little much. But 35, 40 pounds, not unusual. Try Axia 30 for a full 12 weeks, risk-free, and when you mention Doug Stefan by dialing 800-525-8345, mention Doug Stefan, you get a free month supply of Axia 30 with your order. 800-525-8345. Lose the weight. Science is behind it. Full 90-day money-back guarantee. Very cool. Mention Doug Stefan, you get a free month supply of Axia 30. 800-525-8345. Yep, try Axia 30 risk-free today and get that free bottle. Call 800-525-8345.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
A swell tuna salad recipe, plus a discussion of mushrooms coming up later in the hour with Chef Louis DeAngelis. Right now, the Richie has a story in Beyond Good Day that will take your breath away.
Doug, I was going to tell you the story about Donna Lang, who is accused of suffocating her boyfriend in a way that I can't really talk about on the air.
Oh, thank you.
But you can imagine the two reasons I can't talk about it. So instead, we're going to talk about a minor league baseball team. You know how the minor league baseball team...
Wait a minute, how big were those two things?
Big enough to kill somebody.
Really?
So, you know how minor league baseball teams like to have these like wild and crazy, events to draw people out to the parks?
Right.
Well, I think
strippers.
There's one who's seizing the opportunity, even though we're still a few months away from baseball, even though pitchers and catchers show up in a few weeks.
Right.
They're going to have a Monty Teo girlfriend bobblehead day.
Yeah.
On May 24th.
No.
This is the Florence Freedom, wherever they are. Monty Teo girlfriend bobblehead day. So not only are the first 1,000 fans entering the stadium going to get a Monty Teo girlfriend bobblehead, but there will also be a pretend kiss cam where fans can kiss any imaginary friends or girlfriends that are with them. And they'll also have an imaginary food fight and air guitar contest. The game takes place on May 23rd.
Unbelievable. It's just really amazing how these stories go, where they go, and why.
They are never, they just...
You know what, that's the story. Like, the other story that was crazy this week, 18 human heads found at O'Hare. Remember that from Monday or Tuesday?
Yes.
And they had to figure out what to do with these.
They were from Italy, apparently. They were from Italy.
They were going to be studied.
Yeah. No, they had already been studied, and they were being shipped back to the United States for burial or cremation or whatever, disposal.
You would think that if you're going to ship 18 human heads, that you might give somebody a heads up.
Heads up.
that when they see this in the X-ray, that they might, kind of know what's coming.
All right, we have more stories and Chef Louie later in the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do not hold your ears or your breath. 21 after the hour.
Especially if you're on 38 double Ds.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
About 24 after the hour on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli now. She is our queen of cheap. That's one of her jobs. Another one of her jobs is to sort of be the cat who always smiles.
She's what, also, the canary?
Yeah, right, sort of like that. And she's a naysayer of sorts. She keeps us on our toes in many different ways, but she's a great storyteller. That's why she's worked in radio as long as she has, because radio is all about telling stories. Mm-hmm. So what's your story today, Roberta?
Well, you know how guys are often accused of overestimating their,
right, okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, and they're saying, hey, you know, hey, look at this foot long. Well, it looks like Subway. They've done the same thing with their foot-long Subway. Apparently, it's not a foot long. Somebody bought one the other day, put a tape measure next to it, and lo and behold, it was only 11 inches.
This picture has gone absolutely
viral, and the responses have been just hilarious. You know, I'm calling for a congressional hearing. I demand free Subways for the rest of my life, or I'll sue you. And Subway, their answer to this, that says, our bread is freshly baked daily in each of the 38,000 Subway restaurants worldwide. That blew me away anyway.
Wow, it's the biggest franchise in the world. Yeah, the biggest
franchise. The length, however, may vary slightly when not baked to our exact specifications.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. How do you get a piece of bread to bake to exactly 12 inches?
12 inches, exactly, yeah.
How do you do that?
Really?
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I realized this a long time ago. I think I was 16 or 17 when I realized, and this is the biggest farce ever put on man, that a 2x4 is not a 2x4, is it, Doug?
Oh, no, it's not.
Nope,
no,
it's shaved.
No, it's like a one.
It is.
What is it, 1.5?
Well, here's the,
three and a half?
Let me fix that up.
I'm trying to build a box, and I'm like, okay, I got 2x inches by 4 inches. No, you don't.
They are 2x4s. I know because I have my own saw rig. We have a sawmill on the farm, and we cut the timber, the lumber, sometimes hardwood, softwood, to 2x4. But what happens, we use the rough cut. The stuff that we have on the farm hasn't been planed, and therefore it's not smooth. When they put the stuff that's for general consumer usage is put through a planer, and in doing that, they cut off the roughness, because if you see a 2x4, if you've ever seen a rough 2x4 or a 2x6 or whatever it is.
Right, it's not smooth, yeah.
No, so they smooth it off so that people will not get all kinds of splinters in their hands when they handle it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's why it isn't a 2x4, because it's been cut down. Originally, when it was cut by the mill the first time, it was 2x4. So
that's right.
I suppose somebody who's clever who wanted to sell against the people who are chiseling you on the size of the 2x4 could, like, do a 2¼ by 4¼ and shave it down to 2x4 and actually be legit.
But, so, I mean, how many other of these marketing lies can we come out with? You know, obviously we know that Diet Pepsi is not calorie free.
Right.
It has one calorie.
Yeah.
2x4 is not a 2x4. A foot long is not a foot long.
Right. I mean, there's hundreds of them. There we go. So, really, it's lying to you. Mm-hmm. Who can lie to you the best?
Right. That's not cool either under the circumstances.
Well, and make it sound convincing.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Well, I think that the Subway and some of the other, I mean,
politics.
If you buy a 2-ounce steak, do you measure it? Do you have a scale? How do you know?
It's before cooking. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
yeah,
the same thing. Yeah, you're 8-ounce or 16-ounce hamburger.
Cereal boxes.
Yeah, that's
right.
Before it's cooked.
Potato chip bags.
Yeah.
Hello. Some settling may occur in
shipping. Yeah.
Whatever.
Half the box is empty.
Right.
It's all of that stuff. So much ado about nothing. Subway's a good product.
Yeah.
It's a good company.
Actually, it is. Yeah.
Good franchise.
It's a good sandwich.
For fast food, I'll go to Subway before I'll go to McDonald's.
It's goodbye, 28 after a good day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Let's go. Let's really go. Let's go. A really big queue here. We have Louis DeAngelis now with us on our Good Day program to tell us some stories that originate in the kitchen. I was thinking about stories that originate in the bedroom, but a lot of good stories originate in the bedroom originate in the kitchen, as it happens. Right? You got to go to the kitchen. You don't want to be amorous with somebody who's crabby. And sometimes people who are crabby need something to eat, Louis.
So that's way to a man's heart, to his stomach.
Exactly. All right. So there are a number of things. By the way, we're happy you're feeling better today. I know you're a little bit the weather last week. That's a good thing. You're in the Sunshine State. Of Florida, which is considered by many to be the best place in the country, if not the world, to get delightful citrus fruit. I just got an email from my best buddy down in Florida. She's at 57 degrees there this morning and a nice way to wake up. And it looks like it'll be 70-something today. Weather better here in California. I don't know why we don't have as much citrus here in California as they do where you are in Florida, Louis. But
A lot of the ground out there in California is more suitable for other type of farming.
Other types of farming, yes, that's true.
Yeah, a lot more produce than Florida. Florida, the produce here is limited, but citrus grows real well in that sandy soil.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it that so much citrus, whether it's lemons or oranges or grapefruit, limes, kumquat, clementines, you name it,
yes.
They're all really well-suited to the Florida climate and the soil. So what do we know about their benefits?
Oh, the benefits are fantastic because even though it's, you know, you don't think of it with all the fruit as full of vitamin C, but they all are. And I mean, it's just loaded with it. With that sandy, loamy soil that drains so well, That's what gives the citrus a chance to really grow, grow large. The sun, constant sun beating on them brings the sugar content up, which makes them so sweet. I mean, even our tomatoes now, and it's a great place for tomatoes. The sugar content in our tomatoes are sweeter. You know, it's higher, and they're sweet, loaded with vitamin C. You get a lot of sunshine, and that helps with the vitamin C also. It's just fantastic growing. And we have two or three seasons here for different plants.
All right. Do you think that, I ask this of everybody, Roberta, Richie, Chef Louie, anyone who wants to comment at 888-302-3684, do you think eating sweeter food improves your mood, makes you sweeter in terms of disposition? Really?
You're talking about fruit?
I would say so.
Fruits or candies?
In this case, I suppose we're talking about fruits. I love oranges. For example, every day when I'm on the air, I eat an orange. I cut it up into six pieces and eat one at a time. I usually have kiwi, which is also sweet, naturally. I have watermelon. I have some yellow, like pineapple maybe. And also, I don't much like yellow melon, but I like green melon. And muskmelon, unless it's fresh, you get it right off the farm, right out of the ground, then it's okay. There's something about it that doesn't. But the sweetness, I think, goes. And that's the point, in part here. With these fruits, Louie, and with most vegetables have sugar in them. For example, a large percentage of corn is sugar. In fact,
yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Carrots too. Peas.
Right. Yeah. So that stuff, the sugar, if it's a value, is gone usually within hours. And if you don't get the food until it's days old, you ain't getting much value in it. And I think that comes to sweetness. So if you can find sweet oranges around or anything, apples from the local grower, and you start eating them, they taste much better. And I think, really, we can make a really good case that it affects your disposition.
Well, you know, I have to agree with you. And one of the reasons why, with the sugar content, the sugar in fruit, okay, would be sucrose,
yeah,
you know, is so different than refined sugar.
Yes.
It's a slow-burning sugar, gives you a slow-burning energy boost, as opposed to eating candy where you get such a super high right away, it drops you off into such a super low immediately after it's gone in your system, and that'll make you grumpy.
Yeah. So let's take
as it. I yawned from having yogurt a little while ago, and I got that sugar high, and now I'm dropping off the cliff.
Well, is that
if you eat fruit, it's slow burning, and it lasts a couple more hours than just eating a piece of candy.
Do you think that's true of drinks like wine, for example, or anything? Beer has a lot of sugar content in it versus the we're always talking about these Bull. What is it called? Bull something?
What's that? Red Bull.
Monster.
Red
Bull. Yeah. Monster. Yeah, those drinks that are all yanked up with caffeine. That's a different, because sugar can put you on a high, and that's why I think it makes you feel good.
Yeah. And don't forget the alcohol content in the wine. The alcohol is from sugars.
All right. So it's just an observation. I'm making observation. Folks, this program is about making observations. All right. So, Louie, we had a couple of things that we wanted to cover today. One of them takes us into the world of tuna salads. And
yes,
the recipe of the week this week is posted at DougStefan.com in the Chef Louie box, right-hand side of the homepage. It's Mediterranean tuna salad.
Ooh.
I wish that Jennifer were here.
Let me go look at this.
I'm trying to remember. Now, see, I can see Richie. Having had dinner in Richie's house, he's pretty sharp, Louie and Roberta. He had some, last time I was there a couple of weeks ago, he took the salad out of the refrigerator and the lettuce and stuff was prepared. And he cut up some tomatoes and cucumbers and that sort of thing. And flip, but it was like he was a real chef. He was cutting up.
Yeah, I can actually cut up vegetables.
Hey, well, you know how to use a knife.
Yeah,
that's an art.
It is an
Absolutely.
Art. I thought the way you were doing it was quite artful, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, thank you.
So, but I think when it comes to making things like tuna salad or any of these salads where you chop up the ingredients, chicken salad, it isn't so much the chicken or the tuna or whatever that you put into it. It is the side stuff, like the pickles and how they taste. Or you can drop a little. I remember as a kid, I loved to make my own salads. And it was because I'd take, that's where I started, Richie, emptying out the refrigerator. I'd take all kinds of things that were in the refrigerator and dump them into the salad.
So I'm a big fan of, my favorite thing to
pickles.
Do with
pickles.
Leftovers
pickles.
Is living in a house with Latinas, we always have rice. So on a Sunday morning, I'll take an egg or two, scramble them. And I'll take some rice and throw it in the frying pan with a little bit of olive oil. Saute the rice with maybe some onions and peppers. And then whatever else I can find. If there's a little bit of meat left over from the night before, I'll throw that in there. If there's whatever, some cheese, some Parmesan, whatever. And then throw the eggs in and just kind of make, and they have a name for it. I can't remember what my wife calls it. But it's basically leftovers with scrambled eggs.
Yeah, a little
yeah.
Frittata.
Yeah. And it's great. It's great. But it's just that excitement of looking through the refrigerator to see what's there that you can just chuck into the pan and make it work. It's fun.
Opportunistic cooking. That's what I call it.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, when you do that, Richie, do you strictly do it on top of the stove, on a burner?
Yes. I do it in a saute pan.
Because a really nice way of doing it is just what you're doing, okay? Add your eggs to it. And as soon as they start to solidify around the edges, put it in the oven at 350 for another 10, 12 minutes. And you make a beautiful frittata that way.
Ah.
Oh, you can actually slice it like a pie. Big pieces of it.
Yeah.
Put some cheese on top, melt it the last couple of minutes. And once it starts cooling, it pulls away from the sides of the cast iron pan because it starts to shrink again, making it come out, and, like I said, just like a pie, and big slices of it. It makes a beautiful frittata like that.
Thank you for actually bringing up cast iron pan. I want to buy a cast iron frying pan.
Mm,
that's the risk.
Absolutely.
Does it matter where I buy it?
Yes.
No, I think.
I got a yes and a no.
There you go.
The best place to buy cast iron, if I may pipe in here, is a thrift store.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go. It's like saying no anywhere you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then,
thrift store.
And Louis, you say if I go to Target, if I can't find one at the local Goodwill store, if I go to Target, it's the same as going to Williams-Sonoma.
Well, you're going to find like a lot of different cast iron pans, and nowadays most of the ones that you find in Target or the big box stores, they'll say on the bottom made in Mexico. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Those are a little thinner. The metal's not as strong, and the cast is not as good. And if you're really, you know, if you're the type of person that cooks in it, gets it real hot, and then hits it with cold water too soon, you can crack them.
Yep.
As compared to a good Lodge pan, the ones made here in America, Lodge is about the best. I've got some that have been for
Lodge
30 years. Yeah, I mean,
but the older ones, you can't beat the older ones. You know, the ones you find in the thrift stores, the ones that you can barely pick up. They're so heavy, it takes two hands to pick the thing up.
So before we get lost
in
this, let's finish the tuna recipe because there are a couple of other things we want to talk about with Louis before we run out of time. So let's go through your recipe, the yummy recipe you have for tuna salad, Mediterranean tuna salad.
Well, the first thing is start with your tuna, but now you go to the celery. And don't throw away the top of the celery where all the leaves are. Chop that up real fine and throw the leaves and all right into this, maybe a half a cup's worth. And then some red onion is always great in there, maybe some shallot or garlic. But the trick is, instead of mayonnaise, use olive oil and vinegar. Okay? Now, you're on a double-edged sword in a sense, because we all know that olive oil has more calories than mayonnaise. But the health transfer, the olive oil is loaded with the mono and polyunsaturated fats as opposed to the mayonnaise, which isn't. So, eat less, but get a much healthier dish by using olive oil and vinegar in it. And it just comes out so delicious. I didn't have tuna salad with olive oil until I went. They never knew what mayonnaise was. Everything was with olive oil.
Let's see if we can find a better connection for Louis here, because about every other word, this is the usual Florida connection. Anybody who has any kind of connection.
Yes. If you're with Bell South, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Come up with some homemade nuclear device,
right.
Aim it in their direction.
By the way, you can put this tuna salad on a panini, which sounds delicious.
I get the whole recipe at DougStefan.com by going to Chef Louis' box. Chef Louis' recipe is right inside of the homepage, about halfway down. Louie talks mushrooms in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
While some resolutions may already be forgotten just a few weeks after New Year's, learning the signs of one of the overlooked cancers could help save your life. This is one resolution that cannot afford to be broken. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer. Yet, according to President and co-founder of the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, Diane Zapersky-Quale, there is a shockingly low level of awareness about this deadly disease.
Learning the signs of bladder cancer is one of the best New Year's resolutions that you can make. One symptom, for example, is blood in the urine. However, most people attribute this to a urinary tract infection. We are here to remind everyone that if you have blood in your urine, even if you think you know the cause, you need to ask your doctor about bladder cancer. Early detection is your best defense against this disease.
An estimated 70,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed, and nearly 14,000 people will die from the disease this year alone. For more information, visit beacon.org. That's BCAN.org.
Black chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
13 before the hour. Chef Louie in Florida. Richie's in Washington. Roberta is in New York. I'm in Los Angeles. Chef Louie has been studying the new FDA rules on testing mushrooms. Now, Louie, I want to know why.
Mushrooms, dude.
You were
well, you know, it's
mushrooms.
Crazy what happened. You know, for years, the FDA had just poo-pooed anything to do with silver as being an antibacterial agent. Well, I go back to when I was a kid, and my grandmother would just forage for mushrooms anywhere she was. And what she would do is put them in a pot of boiling water and throw a quarter in them. If the quarter turned black, she said the mushrooms were bad. Well, fast forward, just recently, you know, we have a humidifier that we run during the winter in the house. And instead of cleaning it every day, you know, because we're afraid of bacteria in the water, they have a new thing out. It's a little ball, and you put it in the water reservoir, and it makes it great. It kills all bacteria for a month. And what do you suppose is in that little ball? It's 1% silver.
Really?
Yeah. So now I look back and I say, well, that's what, you know, these old wives' tales about food, okay, were based in science somewhere. And somebody knew that silver reacted with bacteria. Honestly, she threw plenty of batches out. The quarter was bad. You're supposed to throw a silver dollar in. We were poor. We only had a quarter.
All right. So what about the test? How do you use the silver to test the mushrooms?
Well, you take a pot of boiling water. Once it starts boiling, you shut the gas off so that it's steeping, and you throw your mushrooms in there and put a quarter in it. It has to be a silver quarter or silver dime, And if there's a lot of, if there's too much bacteria on those mushrooms, your quarter will turn black because the silver absorbs all
that. So don't eat those mushrooms.
Right. Mm. Throw them out. Mm. And it was a great, easy test. And the old wives' tale of that, everybody laughed at it, but it's based in science. And it wasn't until 2005 that the USDA would not even allow health food stores to say silver-coated bandages were antibacterial. Now they...
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What so many of us are talking about, a high-profile confession and a bizarre deception. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Lance Armstrong, Manti Te'o, two names in the news for different reasons. We start with Armstrong, the disgraced cyclist who, for so many years, not only denied taking performance-enhancing substances and denied blood doping, but also attacked those who did accuse him of it. Last night, part one of a sit-down interview with Oprah Winfrey on her own cable network, Oprah broke from the gate quickly with three yes or no questions for Lance.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Armstrong apparently became rather emotional later on during the interview, but some of us by that time had already turned it off. All we needed were those three yes answers at the top to confirm he's a liar. As for Manti Te'o, the star linebacker of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team, Te'o saying he is humiliated by an alleged hoax involving a fictitious girlfriend, an online relationship that also included phone calls, and one that included the girlfriend injured in a car accident and then dying from leukemia. The athletic director at Notre Dame, Jack Swarbrick, is standing behind Te'o, saying Te'o was duped. Others aren't so sure. Here's the student body president at Notre Dame, Brent Rochelot, who said on campus there was a lot of skepticism initially.
I think, unfortunately, a lot of students were questioning that when they initially read the Deadspin article. But after Jack Swarbrick's press conference, I think a lot of students really got behind him and helped restore our faith in Manti.
No doubt we haven't heard the end of this. There are holes in this story that even Manti Te'o couldn't plug as a linebacker. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I love you, Frank.
Oh, I love you too, Samsung.
Wait, did you just call me Samsung?
What? No, of course not, Janet. That is totally silly. Of course I know your name is Panasonic.
I'm going to my sister's.
Sony, what did I do?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $9.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 2/13.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a good day for the market yesterday. The Dow up 85 points, closing at 13,596. S&P with an 8-point gain. NASDAQ up by 18. Crude oil prices also jumped. $1.25 a barrel, finishing at $95.49. Can't get through the day without at least one flu-related story, and the Swiss company that produces flu-fighting Tamiflu says it will begin selling off its reserves of the drug to meet demand. Roche Holding AG says it has received permission from the FDA to dip into reserve supplies to offer the capsules to anyone who needs them for the rest of this flu season. Closing notes. First, next Monday we'll be hearing these sounds on the streets of the nation's capital. Monday is Presidential Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. What you're hearing is one of the many marching bands that performed at the inaugural parade from 4 years ago in 2009. The parade also features plenty of floats, with one Maryland company hard at work to get all those floats ready. Shop workers at Hargrove Incorporated in Maryland are working feverishly to get all the floats and signage ready for Monday. It's a family-owned operation. Fred Strickland is director of production. He says putting all those floats together is quite a job.
They are large floats. They take almost 3,000 man-hours to build 8 floats in about 19 days.
Hargrove Incorporated has made the floats for every inaugural parade dating back to the second inauguration of President Truman in 1949. And finally, on a Friday, we have your quote of the week. And thankfully, it does not involve Lance Armstrong or anyone associated with Manti Te'o. Nope, we give you Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, who was in the Everglades yesterday taking part in the first Python Challenge, a month-long hunt to try to reduce the rapid infiltration of the invasive Burmese python. Senator Nelson expressed his doubts about being armed with nothing but a machete.
I guarantee you, if I come up on a 17-foot Burmese python, I don't want a machete, and I'm taking a shotgun.
When's the last time you heard a U.S. senator say that? Quote of the week. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews. From the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.